Evening and welcome to the Car Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest, the man with all the notes. It's Andrew Dixon.
Hello again.
Well, I was happily say I just literally made it here right in the last half hour because I left from Edinburgh, from Ocean Terminal in Edinburgh, and it took an hour and 40 minutes to get back to Dunn's.
Right.
It took 50 minutes to get from Ocean Terminal to the top of the A1 at the Asda at the Jewel, and then it took 45 minutes to get from there to Dunn's.
Yeah.
So it took about 50 minutes to do about 3 miles and 45 minutes to do about 40 miles.
Right. Yeah.
So it just shows you what it's like in Edinburgh. Mm. My goodness me, for all the people watching who live in Edinburgh, I salute you. I could not go through that every day. I would end up, I think I would do one of those falling down scenes with Michael Douglas going into the council offices. To say, please just turn off the
or a Basil Fawlty.
Yes, one of the two.
Yeah,
with a brush.
Yeah,
that might work. That might work. But yes, you have joined us on a very special day because we have the updates for the Formula One testing from Jerez,
right,
from Barcelona. Right. And Andrew has gone through lots of fine detail here.
We've enough to get through tonight,
Yes, we've got a lot in there. So we'll do the testing, I think, towards the end because we want to keep people in suspense. That's right. But remember, you can comment and text, or if you comment here, it should come up. We're on StreamYard, and it's all linked on YouTube. So we're going out on YouTube as well. And as well, if you're listening on Podbean Live, you can comment there, and we will do our best to have a look at the the page. Because unfortunately, the last time, we forgot.
Yeah.
And when we went onto that page, there were some very interesting comments on
it.
Yes. Some that probably are not publishable. Or even can go on a podcast.
Right.
So we promise that this time we will look at the comments and keep you all good up. And it's fantastic for you to join with us and to interact wherever you like, which would be great. So would you like to start, Andrew?
Toro Rosso this year are being rebranded AlphaTauri. For this season, they're being used to promote a Red Bull clothing range.
All right.
Which seems a bit strange, but
Red Bull gives you wings.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, they've got that to promote. Now they've got the clothing range to promote.
Uh-huh.
So they're AlphaTauri, which is going to be a right muddle for some people because we've Alfa Romeo as well.
How's that going to work?
With two Alphas.
Yeah. So it's the AlphaTauri.
Toro Rosso are called AlphaTauri now.
And then Alfa Romeo.
Yeah.
And both, only one of them uses an Alfa Romeo engine.
Yes.
Which is really a Ferrari.
Mm. So we're confused already.
But that's the thing.
But if AlphaTauri would like to send us some t-shirts, then I'm sure we would accept.
We would quite happily wear them and promote them.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We have no problem at all in that. I think they could be quite competitive this year. They've still got Kimi Räikkönen in them.
Yeah.
And who is
that's in the Alfa Romeo.
Oh, sorry.
Alfa
Romeo.
It's Kvyat in the AlphaTauri.
Oh, of course, Kvyat. And who else is in number two? In his,
I can't remember. To be honest.
Oh, no, it's not Albon's working for Red Bull, the senior team. So
we're stuck already.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll
perhaps one of our eager listeners or viewers would actually tell us now. Yeah. As you can see me here, clicking the mouse, I'm checking all the time for your comments. So far, we are in the clear. But well, that's going to be pretty good. But I mean, if I can't get AlphaTauri and Alfa Romeo what chance is David Croft and Martin Brundle?
Yeah.
I think it will be, they'll probably do a much, much better job, to be fair. Now, you've got more news.
Yeah, Robert Kubica is he's going to be the test driver in F1, but he's also to race in the DTM German Touring Car Championship for the BMW Art Privateer team, just to build his confidence, because I think he'll have been really shaken up after last year, but two or three, sometimes 4 seconds off the pace.
Yeah. Now, he was testing today.
Today,
in fact, later on in the show, we'll let you know how he got on because we have the times for you. So keep there listening and we'll report the times in a few minutes.
But I think that's Kubica's F1 stint finished again.
He's a reserve driver, isn't he, for him.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see what happens. If the F1 has a big shunt, then he'll be called up to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But that is quite something. Now, we watched the Formula E race.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I actually, first time I'd ever watched a Formula E race live, and it was remarkable, and it wasn't bad. I thought this could be a bit dull, but actually the build up they kind of overdid the build up a bit. And they had that chap, is it Johnny somebody, who's the, he works for BBC. He used to be on, was it not like, what was that terrible Saturday show? It's like Come On Down, you know, the what's the one? It was, you know, it's The Price is Right.
Right.
So he's gone from on The Price is Right, like on like Channel 5, not even that, on like not even Dave, to working for BBC. But he is quite, he was actually quite good, doing a good one. He wasn't that bad, actually. And he kind of gets into places that other people maybe can't get into. But it was a good race. Yeah. Now, you've got the details on who won.
Mitch Evans won. That's his second win in Formula E. And if Audi had won, that would have meant they'd have won all six Mexican E Prix in a row. But sadly, Evans won to deny them that.
But it was actually a really good race with lots of kind of crashes, lots of overtakes. I mean, huge amounts of tyre lockups. I was actually amazed they didn't have to change tyres because either they must be very durable, or they're just terrible tyres over a period of time, because the amount of lockups, I thought there must be a lot of drivers would have terrible black spots on the tyres, that they would feel the vibrations of that after a while. And Sam Bird looked like he was going to come in second place, and then he threw it away just a few laps from the end by going straight off into the wall.
Yeah, but then, he is still the only driver to have won a race in each of the six seasons so far. He won the first or second one this year.
Oh, did he? So he's done the same. Quite, and he is fairly high up in the championship standings.
He's down to sixth, I think, but there's just points between them.
Yeah, and there's quite a lot of races to go. So it's definitely worth looking at.
I think their Chinese E-Prix has been postponed as well, though.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Oh well, because there's going to be a big gap in April. You've got the Bahrain Grand Prix. I'm sorry, or Vietnamese Grand Prix, this, and then
that's in doubt as well, though.
Although they say it is going ahead, from what I've seen so far, it is going ahead. Now, for all you guys who love to play PlayStation, we have a very, very special offer for you. Normally, if you want to go online and do the multiplayer on your games from PlayStation, you have to pay about £49 a year to get your PlayStation Plus membership. However, if you look in the comments, you'll see there's a thing there up there with steadykeys.com. If you click on that link, either at the end of the show, ideally, so you can stay listening to us just now, then you can get it for just £36.97 for those of you in the UK. And there's another deal, which is still a very big saving for those in the US. It'll take you to the website, and you can look in there, and it will give you all the offers. They have very good deals across the board, or not just on the membership, but also on games and all things like that. And if you use that link, you'll help to support the show in the process. So that's the link up there from CD Keys. I think it's time to check the comments. Right. Are we still in the clear?
Okay.
Oh, Rick Patton has entered the studio. Right. Well, Rick, it's good to have you with us. And let's hear your comments. If you have things you'd like to say, then let us know. And we'll enjoy doing our best to answer your questions.
Yeah, and you were saying there's going to be a gap now. The chain for health reasons. Well, Imola have put in a bid to actually host a Grand Prix in that slot. But we'll see if it happens. I mean, they'll probably have kept the trap to...
Well, I think it's FIA approved, isn't it? Yeah, and they've made some changes at the pit entry and exit.
This is the end of February now, so...
Well, you kind of think, though, it's easier for people to get to Imola. Mm. It's easy to get across Europe, you know, that's the thing. Now, what was really interesting was last week when we met Andrew Marr, we suggested what track would people like to see. And Imola was a big one on the list.
So someone must be listening then.
Oh, yes. No, we're not just making it up.
Right.
But, no, there were genuine comments on that. But also, Imola was one of the favourites.
Was Charterhall close second?
Yeah.
I was past Charterhall today.
I know it's sitting there, growing weeds, man.
We need this fund to get resurfaced.
Yeah, I'm going to need an awful lot of CDT clips to be able to afford that one.
Yeah.
In the region of about 300 million of them. Right. So that would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think Imola would be great. Although I want to get these horrible chicanes taken out and put back the original Tamburello corner. Now,
there is a statue for Senna there, isn't
there? Yeah, there is. They've got it right in the back where the incident happened. But I think, you know, people like that and drivers like that, they wanted those kind of corners.
Yeah.
And taking that out, I think, is a mistake. Yeah. Yes, they could replace the wall, put a tyre wall up, do something a bit safer. But you need good corners. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be a fantastic way to return to Imola.
But what I think on the website they're saying it's just 2 weeks now, 3 weeks to the first.
Yeah, the 13th of March, 13th to the 15th of March is the three first. Weeks. Yeah, the first testing, first Grand Prix in Melbourne. Right. Yeah, no, that's the thing. But Oh, and I'll let you know, by the way, on this week's Gran Turismo Gaming, if you're happen to be online, there is Brands Hatch in Group 4.
Right.
And I managed to beat Super G's qualifying time. Right. Yes, he did a 1:29.5 on his live stream on his R4M Shadow account on Tuesday night. Mm. It was either Monday or Tuesday, and I got a 1:29.3. I couldn't believe it. It's one of my best tracks. It's the only track I'm at all day. Good at. But that one, so I'm going to send him an email and see what kind of reply I get. Probably he'll give me some smart comment back. But I can't believe that I've actually been able to beat his time. I know, I think he did a 29.1 on one of his other accounts, but I got a 29.3, which was as good and a little bit better than what he did after some practice, to be fair, on Monday night. So that was quite fun. So we're right up there. We're right up there. And we're only about a second off the top time in the world, which is not too bad. But and he's done a video as well. In fact, David Perel has done a really good video on one of the races there, which is Autopolis. And he's done a track guide, which is well worth watching.
Oh, we forgot to mention the next Formula E race is only, a week away now, 29th Marrakesh.
All right.
So that's usually a decent track and race as well.
I quite like the fact that I'm sure maybe our listeners might want to comment on this. What did you think of them using the Mexican Grand Prix circuit? Now, I know they've cut quite a lot of it out, but they actually did have the old circuit in there as well, which was quite good. So I thought it was quite fun to watch. They just need a few more straights and things to make it a wee bit more in there, I think. Someone's given us a Podcoin or an engagement score. So it would be good to see what that's like. Mm-hmm. And because I think we need more of the real tracks. I think the problem with Formula E is that they're saying it has to be a city track. So, or it has to be in a city. Uh-huh. I think, that's really kind of marginalizing the audience. I mean, I know people will come to watch it, fair enough, but why not do it at a proper track? It could be Silverstone. It's set up, ready to go. It might be a bit bumpy, might get stuck in the potholes. But there's loads of tracks. They could have Donington, Brands Hatch. I think Brands Hatch from the Formula E using the short circuit would be amazing. I think that would be a fantastic one. And I think it's better than London. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. I've been to London. It's a nice place. I'm not so sure it needs a Grand Prix.
I was speaking to someone at the weekend, and they were saying, why are all the Formula E tracks so narrow?
Yes,
it's designed to crash.
You think you need a bit more space better design. Maybe they want the kind of argy-bargy. I mean, they crash into each other quite a lot. Yeah. And the bodywork either it's hanging off or it comes right off.
One of them, the wheel came right up in it.
The cars do look good compared to the initial ones. They are quite streamlined. They look quite fun. And the sound is weird. It's like a hoover. I don't think there's any gears.
Do you remember the first series? This DJ had to press a button to make the cars make a sound.
They need something though. They need something to kind of keep your interest going and see how it's.
Silly DJ with a massive F1 head on.
But that's the thing. But I think there's loads of tracks they could go to that would be well served, and I think the British public would go and see it.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is they get a reasonable crowd in the cities, but if you went to Silverstone, there's 100,000 folk could talk.
Mind, I was looking. How much is an F1 ticket now?
It's about 100 quid at least. Yeah,
that's what our F Formula E is as well. 99 quid.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's quite a lot of money actually for that. Mm-hmm. And you don't really get anything else.
Well, you do. You get access to the party afterwards and the podium area and stuff like that. But 99 quid for.
So, but there's no other races. That's the thing.
No,
it's only a Formula E race. Mm-hmm, so it would be nice to have other support kind of cars, other kind of races and things. But I'll see how it all goes. Now you've got some more news.
Yeah, Elfyn Evans driving a Toyota won the World Rally Championship Rally Sweden, and his dad Gwyndaf was a regular at the Jim Clark Rally and in the Jim Clark Room. Now Gwyndaf is really shy. But I have caught him in the room a few times.
Oh, wow. I thought, because it was not a guy Evans that died, who was a rally driver.
I'm not sure, but Gwynedd was still around.
He was, I mean, he was big on the Lombard REC, mm-hmm. wasn't he? Mm-hmm. I remember he used to always be doing the Lombard REC. Mm-hmm. But no, that's, I mean, and it's great that finally have a British mm-hmm. driver win a World WRC event, because that's been a long time since we were doing that. Because I remember now, what was the one, he owns a Ford team, Mark, was it Mark somebody? He was a rally driver in the 80s and 90s, and his son became a rally driver as well. And he was kind of rooted as to be maybe a potential, but I don't think ever quite
came
to fruition. I'm trying to remember his surname. I'm sure his first name was Mark, and he was the manager of the Ford team, and he did all of that. But no, so to get a British driver, a Welshman, and they're doing rather well, not only at motor and the rallying, but also at the rugby. That's brilliant. That's really good. Okie dokie. You can hear the notes. You can hear the notes. It's like an old BBC News production. You know, all you need to do is stamp them up and shape them in the right place.
Now, the Daytona 500 was postponed on Sunday due to heavy rain, so they ran it on Monday. And on the very last lap, Ryan Newman was leading, but he was nudged from behind, and it was a massive crash. You can have a look at 200 miles an hour crash. So he's in a serious condition. Now, his dad, well, it must have been massive G-force. They think he's going to recover, but they're still bleeding at the front of the
brain. Right,
the
brain, oh, goodness me. Well, we hope and pray that he makes a full recovery.
Ryan Newman, I'd only heard of him from the American Pickers series. Because Mike and Frank were big fans, and they had to pick some stuff for Ryan.
All right, so he's because American Pickers is pretty famous. Yeah. It's a good show.
So yeah, Ryan, it was a massive crash, and well, he could have won that Daytona 500 for the second time, but
he go off on the last lap. Must be horrendous.
He still came fourth. He slid on his roof.
Oh, goodness me. That's the thing. Yeah. If anyone actually saw the race, it would be great to get a comment and get some views to see what it was like. Because it sounded like it was quite a race, because they never do it in the rain, do they? They always leave it at that.
It's some crash, and as I say, it was nudged from behind, then it was airborne, and then it came down on his roof. So
goodness me! Well, I think it's time to go over the testing times for Formula One. Yeah, let's have a look to see who came at the top of the board and who was last. And there were 15 drivers that recorded times today, and the full times, we do it from 1st to 15th. Well, kind of continuing on from his dominance last year, it is Lewis Hamilton, who did a 1:16.976, which is pretty good going, actually. It was Bottas who was out first, but he did a 1:17.313. He did about 79 laps, while Hamilton did 94 laps. And probably one of the surprises is Sergio Perez came third.
They never got a podium last year, did they?
I'm not sure. But he came third, and he was a fraction off Bottas's time with a 1:17.375, and he did 58 laps. Then it was Max Verstappen with a 1:17.5, and he's done 168 laps today, which is absolutely huge. But an interesting point from Max Verstappen's drive today is that he said that car is fast everywhere. So I reckon they won't be far away.
Right.
I think Mercedes are obviously going to be very strong.
Wager on Red Bull.
Well, I just wonder. You know, I think they could do that Honda engine. McLaren must be absolutely killing themselves. One thing, you know, they should have just waited a little bit longer, I think. Then in fifth place, it was Daniel Kvyat in the AlphaTauri Honda with a 1:17.698. He also did 116 laps, proving that the Honda engine is pretty reliable. Then it was Carlos Sainz in sixth place with a 1:17.84. So it really is very close in that range. Mm-hmm. In fact, really, the top seven are separated by less than, well, just 1.2 seconds overall. But from second to eighth is just 7/10, which is really nothing at all. Then good news for Williams and all those Williams supporters out there. George Russell was ninth with a 1:18.168. So unless they're running it on vapors, it looks like they have made a decent step
forward. Well, they say this, they want to wipe the slate clean after last year, and this is the year they want to prove themselves again.
Yeah. So. And George Russell is good. Mm-hmm. He's very good. And to be fair, I'm not sure if Lando Norris, I don't think he was driving today. He will be driving tomorrow. But that's a pretty good performance. Mm-hmm. George Russell was, of course, the F2 champion. So he's got a lot there to prove. And he did 73 laps for driving today. Mm-hmm. Then it was Lance Stroll, which that's Sergio Perez's teammate, who did a 118.2. So he was nearly a second off his teammate, which is not great. And then it was Charles Leclerc in the Ferraris. In fact, I was just going to say, we've not heard of the Ferraris. They were saying they were doing an alternative testing review today.
Well, let's see how slow they can go.
Yeah, I was going to say. Now, obviously, I think there might be a few issues there.
Either that or they're trying to store some points
to sandbag it a bit. Mm-hmm. Now, we found out who it was. It was Nicholas Latifi, who is the second driver for Williams, with a 1 minute 18.3. Then it was Robert Kubica in the Alfa Romeo Ferrari with a 1 minute 18.3. So to be fair, he's not that bad. He's not far away. Then it was Kevin Magnussen in the Haas Ferrari with a 118.4. And rounding up the top 15 today was Antonio Giovinazzi in the Alfa Romeo Ferrari with a 1 minute 20.096. Now, some people think that you can't read too much into the testing times because some teams will sandbag, others will run the cars, as I said, on vapors. So it might be a little bit light. But I have to say, it's a much more interesting mix than what I was expecting. And perhaps this could be the start of a really great year. I mean, last year was pretty good. I have to say, I'm not complaining. I think it was decent. Some really good races. Mm-hmm. But I think this year is going to be a cracker.
I think I might put some money on Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull and Hamilton. Yeah. I mean, that's I don't think they would sandbag as much. Mm-hmm. I think they'll show that they're good, you know, because I think they want to try and make sure that they're giving it everything that they have got. So let's go back to Andrew and see what we've got left.
Now, this is really big news for us. The SMRC, the Scottish Motorsport. Scottish Motor Racing Club has revealed their new show, which is going to be in Kelso on Sunday, the 23rd of August. Now, this drive show, there's more details to follow, but it's... I mean, there used to be bike shows at Springwood and Castle. This is going to be something like that, but already they're saying there's going to be drivers, personalities, vintage and modern vehicles, displays, a retail village. So I think there's going to be something for everyone there.
So there might be some dealers as well coming along to show all the new stock. So I think John Clellan's going to be there.
Yeah, he's the first
touring
one.
Touring car legend.
Mm-hmm. He's the first one to be mentioned, but I think the tickets go on sale soon, but then they'll sort of drip feed all
they'll probably be some highlights and specials or something like to
encourage. Oh, and Acura Costa are going to be there in the Jim Clark Trust. So
excellent. Might be some simulator racing. Mm-hmm. Might get a chance to set a time so we can win a prize. And that's going to be in the Kelso Showground, which is the Springfield Showground. So it's another reason to come to the Borders and visit us here and come to the Jim Clark Room as well.
And we are trying to think of what we actually want to do that day as well.
We are thinking about maybe doing a live podcast or certainly a live interview on the day at the drive show. That should be good fun. So if you see us, we'll try and get something that you can spot us or look for people probably being chucked out of any kind of event. It'll be us asking the wrong questions at the wrong time. It should be a really good, really good event. And of course, the Jim Clark Rally is on the 31st of May this year. It's going to be bigger and better than ever before. Certainly compared to what they had in November, which was a great start, but now it's a full event.
And it's going to be, well, I think they're still deciding, but it looks like it's going to be all across the Borders, right the way to Gala Shields now, so across Scots View.
Yeah, that's going to be good fun. So so it's been a lot, an awful lot in there. So,
but
carry on.
But this drive, I think, is going to be good for the Borders, and I think if we can at least be there and.
Yeah, exactly. No, we'll definitely be there and we'll see who we can interview and whether we can live podcast it or whether we have to quickly record the shows and then put them out that day.
Because it's on for 7 hours, 10 till 5.
Yeah, so. I think I'm not sure if we can live podcast all of that. And unfortunately, we're not quite in a position where we can live YouTube it yet. But we'll do our best to see what we can come up with. And potentially we might have a cameraman with us as well. Barry, if you're listening, we'll need to get that sorted for 6 months. But it's going to be really, really good. Well, let us know your comments and all the stuff.
And what you'd like us to do at Drive as well.
Yes, yes. We can. To annoy as many driving celebrities as possible. Actually, I wonder if they're going to have Russ Swift, because he sometimes comes to these things. He's brilliant. He did the Montego advert. For anyone listening who remembers the old Montegos back in the days of the 80s and Austin Rover, he does an incredible stunt video that was an advert for the Rover Montego at the time, and it's so good. You never get anything like that now. It's so on PC. It's worth watching. You'll get it on YouTube if you look for Russ Swift. Now, of course, we're on YouTube here just now, so if you can, share it with your friends, any motorsport enthusiasts, you know. And remember, drive fast and try not to crash. And we'll be back.
We still have two more items.
Oh my goodness. Okay, fire on indeed.
The Jim Clark Trust website is now online. Now, we haven't had a look at it yet, but yeah, that's going to have details of the rally and probably the bistro and the motorsport museum. And I think there'll be links to this drive as well, because I think there'll be kind of joint partners with them. So, a bit of news I just learned today as well. Audi, I think it's tomorrow or Friday, are to discuss pulling out of German touring cars, Formula E, or possibly both.
My goodness. Yeah. They're feeling the credit crunch, all those Audis that used to be sold.
Yeah. That's one to watch.
Yeah, because I mean they're massive in the sport, especially in touring cars as well. They're huge in German touring cars. Yeah. Well, that will be interesting, and we'll certainly have updates on that as we get them. So there we are. I thought I'd leave the show, but no, you've got a bit extra for free. In fact, the whole blooming show is for free. That's the problem. That's the thing. But look, it's been fantastic to have you all with us, and have a great week. And we'll be back in a week's time, either with Andrew Marr. And in 2 weeks' time, probably again with Andrew Dixon. But it's been fantastic to have you all with us from Hugh Hattrick and
Andrew Dixon.
Drive fast and try not to crash.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.